Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call. Day 20, the word stands. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Isaiah 48. Let that land for a moment. The grass withers, the flower fades. Isaiah isn't being bleak. He's being honest. That's what time does. To yesterday's headlines that nobody mentions anymore. To the trends that felt permanent and are already gone. To empires that rose in full strength and crumbled into dust. The prophet looks at what the world calls solid and calls it grass. Not out of cruelty, out of clarity. And then he turns the sentence. But the word of our God will stand forever. Not for a very long time, not for centuries, forever. And that is not poetry for poetry's sake. It is a claim that history has already tested more times than we can count. Babylon fell and the scroll remained. Kings burned manuscripts. Empires tried to silence this book, and the book is still speaking. Every power that swore it would bury the word is buried, and the word is standing. That is not rhetoric. That is the record of history. Now bring it close, because what God has spoken over you does not wither either. The promises he has pronounced over your life carry no expiration date. Circumstances change, and sometimes they change fast. Sometimes in ways that genuinely hurt. But the word God has spoken over you does not follow the rhythm of circumstances. It stands when the job disappears, when the relationship shakes, when the body fails, when fear shows up before dawn without knocking. His promise does not fade with the winter of your life. And there is one more thing Isaiah is offering us here. He is handing us a tool for perspective. Take this morning's worry, the one you woke up carrying, the one that already took up space in your mind before the coffee was made, and set it down next to an eternal sentence. Put the temporary beside the permanent, and watch what happens. The worry doesn't vanish, but it finds its true size. The word gives your day its real proportions back. It doesn't shrink your pain. It frames it inside a larger story, a story that does not end with what you are facing today. That is what the word does when we let it speak. So today the call is simple and concrete. Before breakfast, write Isaiah 48, where today we'll see it, on the bathroom mirror, on your phone's lock screen, on the edge of your notebook, the corner of your desk. Let one permanent line frame the passing ones. Let the eternal be in the line of sight of the temporary, not as decoration, as an anchor, as a reminder that what is truly solid is still standing. Do it. Not later. Before breakfast. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.